Good evening, and welcome to the FactSet Evening Market Recap. Today is Tuesday, April 2nd, 2024. U.S. equities closed down in Tuesday trading, remaining fairly range-bound for much of the session and ending not far from worst levels. The Dow finished down 1%, S&P 500 down 0.72%, NASDAQ down 0.95%, and the Russell 2000 down 1.80%. Big tech was mostly lower, with Tesla the notable decliner on weak deliveries. Healthcare was another laggard on CMS updates. Retail and apparel, semis and semi-caps, software, small caps, home builders, EVs, media, and airlines were among the other underperformers. Energy outperformed amid crude strength. Not a lot of other groups were in the green, but exchanges, payments, copper and aluminum, commodity chemicals, precious metals, food, machinery, and China tech held up better. Treasuries were mixed, with more curves steepening, but came off worse levels from this morning. This followed Monday's big rate backup. The 10-year yield earlier touched 4.4% for the first time since November. The dollar index was down 0.2%. Gold finished up 1.1%, pushing farther into record territory. Bitcoin futures were off 5.4%, and WTI crude settled up 1.6%, hitting its highest level since late October, with some focus on Iran-Israel and Ukraine-Russia headlines. Rate backup remains the big story, with the blame largely gone to the firmer ISM manufacturing print yesterday, though there is also some focus on supply, higher commodity prices, and deficit concerns. The MOVE Index has put some renewed upward pressure on bond volatility following a recent downtrend that had been flagged as supportive for risk sentiment. Negative EV and managed care headlines are another overhang today. In addition, more hints of some cracks in the consumer resilience narrative are showing from the latest corporate updates. There are also some complacency concerns following a very strong Q1, with the max drawdown for 2024 at just -1.7% thus far. In macro news, February's JOLTS job openings was slightly down month over month, but in line with consensus. No change to quits or separations rates. This largely fits with the Fed-preferred labor market rebalancing narrative, though the market is more focused on the March employment report out on Friday, with NFP expected to increase over 200,000. February factory orders rebounded stronger than the forecast, but had a slight downward revision to core capital goods shipments. It's been a busy day of Fed speak. Cleveland's Mester said she needs to see more data to raise her confidence about a rate cut and stressed the importance of risk management. She also said that the labor market is in a better place, but expects higher unemployment going forward. Daly said she is looking for more confidence and sees no urgency to adjust rates, noting that she's observed that while inflation is coming down, the path has been bumpy. Nothing today breaking new ground, though there is continued debate about June rate cut prospects amid some more hawkish Fed voices and Chair Powell's more balanced remarks, with Powell next speaking tomorrow at 12:10 Eastern. In corporate news, EVs, including Tesla and Rivian, are for sale following disappointing delivery updates from both companies, despite a low bar. Managed care stocks are under pressure after the final CY25 Medicare Advantage rate announcement from CMS was left unchanged at -0.16%. Notably, Humana finished down 13.4% off of the news, in addition to receiving a downgrade to neutral at Bank of America. ChampionX, which finished up 10.4%, is to be acquired by Schlumberger in an all-stock deal valued at $7.75 billion. Private equity firm Silver Lake will take Endeavor Group private at $27.50 per share, representing a 55% premium from the company's share price on October 25, 2023. Disney is reportedly ahead in its proxy battle with activist Trian, with more than half of all shares voted. More headline scrutiny for Boeing, with the latest report about disarray at a 737 factory before the door plug blowout incident in early January. Exact Sciences finished up 4.7% after private firm Freenome announced positive top-line results for its blood test for colorectal cancer among average-risk adults. In earnings news, PVH, down big, finishing down 22.2%, as better Q4 results were offset by weaker-than-expected Q1 and FY24 guidance, with the weakness said to be exacerbated by positioning dynamics. Paychex trimmed FY24 sales growth guidance. Viva Systems weak, despite reiterating guidance with executive departure announcements. Tomorrow, pre-open, we'll hear from Acuity Brands, and post-close, we'll hear from BlackBerry and Levi's. That's it for this evening's FactSet Evening Market Recap. Thanks for listening, and have a good night.